All right, so we're diving deep today into taming project chaos, how to keep those really big, complicated projects from completely going off the rails.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting about this is that we're seeing organizations, and especially national audit organizations, they're starting to approach project management really differently now.
They're realizing that maybe the old ways aren't really cutting it anymore.
Exactly, especially when we're talking about these huge projects, you know, the ones with tons of money on the line.
It's almost like trying to build a skyscraper with just like a hammer and a prayer, right? I mean, you might get lucky, but
that's a great analogy.
The odds are not in your favor.
And that's where strategic scenario planning comes in, because it's all about thinking ahead. What could go wrong? You know, what are those unexpected things that could really throw a project into chaos, and then having a plan to deal with them?
So less about hoping for the best and more about preparing for the worst.
Yeah. Exactly.
Being proactive.
Yeah. Shifting from reactive to proactive. And a key tool in that shift is early warning system dashboards.
Like a heads-up display for your project.
Exactly. And these dashboards, they're giving project owners, you know, these real-time insights into the risks that are out there. And they're helping them course correct before things, you know, go completely sideways.
Sounds like that would be super valuable, especially for organizations who are maybe just starting to dip their toes into strategic scenario planning.
Right.
It's like a safety net.
It is.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, what are some of those common project management headaches that people are trying to avoid? You know, the things that keep them up at night.
Well, you know, the sources that we've been looking at, they all point to the usual suspects, like delays,
of course,
cost overruns, and that dreaded feeling of, you know, a project being 90% done forever, but never actually crossing the finish line.
We've all been there. It's like watching a pot of water that never boils.
It really is. And the problem is that, you know, traditional project management, it often relies on these mental models, you know, assumptions about how things should go. But these projects, they're like intricate ecosystems where everything's connected.
It's like thinking that if you just water a plant, it will automatically grow without thinking about the soil, the sunlight, you know, all the other factors that could impact its growth.
Exactly. And that's where these strategic scenario planning tools like the viewpoint model, VPM, and Impact Analyzer IA come in, because they help us see that bigger picture, you know, understand how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together.
So from what I understand, the viewpoint model, it's about bringing everyone to the table, right? Like capturing all those different perspectives, making sure you're not just seeing the project through one narrow lens.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's like creating a 3D model of the project where each side represents a different stakeholder's point of view.
Okay, I like that.
By combining all of those viewpoints, you know, we get a much richer understanding of all the complexities.
I see. And then the impact analyzer comes in to kind of crunch the numbers, make sure we're not just, you know, relying on intuition or gut feelings.
Yes, IA uses real data to simulate different scenarios. Do you remember that example from one of the sources about Brooks' Law in software development? This idea that adding more people to a late project, it can actually backfire.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like trying to speed up a traffic jam by adding more cars to it.
Exactly. IA can help us avoid those kinds of moves by showing us, you know, with data, how different factors will actually impact the project timeline and the budget.
So we're talking about moving from just intuition to making decisions that are actually based on information.
Yes.
I love that. And it seems like the core of strategic scenario planning is really recognizing that you're dealing with a complex system, right?
Yeah.
That a project is not just a linear set of tasks, but it's this web of interconnected elements.
Absolutely. And that is a crucial shift for organizations that are new to this approach, because it's understanding that even small changes in one area can have all these unforeseen consequences.
It's like the butterfly effect, right? A butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil and a hurricane forms in Florida.
That's a great way to visualize it. And, you know, VPM and IA, they can help us map those potential ripple effects, you know, anticipate those bottlenecks or delays before they turn into major problems.
So instead of constantly putting out fires, we're preventing them from starting in the first place.
Exactly.
That sounds like a much less stressful way to manage a project.
Definitely. It's really fascinating to see this shift towards, you know, strategic scenario planning and these early warning systems. It's really gaining momentum, especially with these national audit organizations.
It makes sense.
Yeah. They're the ones on the front lines of these big, complex projects.
So. Right. They see what happens when things go wrong.
Exactly. They see the consequences firsthand. And these early warning system dashboards we talked about earlier, they're becoming like a crucial tool for these organizations, almost like a central nervous system.
Okay. Interesting.
For the project gathering data from all these different viewpoints.
And flagging potential problems.
Right before they become huge issues.
So let's talk a little bit more about those dashboards.
Yeah.
What kind of information are they actually pulling in, and how does that translate into helping project owners make better decisions?
Well, remember how we were talking about hard data and soft data?
Uh-huh.
These dashboards, they're designed to bring both of those together. So you've got your traditional stuff like, you know, budget, timeline, resource allocation.
Your numbers.
Yeah. But you're also capturing those less tangible things that are still super important, like team morale, communication, how satisfied the stakeholders are.
So it's not just about whether the project is on time and within budget, but it's also about how the team is actually functioning.
Mm.
Are they all on the same page? Are they talking to each other?
Exactly. And by combining all these different data streams, the dashboard can start to see patterns and trends that you might not notice otherwise.
Can you give us an example? Like, how would this play out in a real project?
Sure. So imagine a big infrastructure project. Let's say they're building a new highway through a mountainous area. The dashboard is pulling in data from all over the place. Things like weather reports, geological surveys, logs from the equipment, how the team's communicating, and even what people are saying about the project on social media.
Wow, that is a lot of information.
It is. But that's what makes these dashboards so powerful. They can use algorithms and machine learning to analyze all that data and flag any potential problems.
So like if the weather reports show that there's a good chance of heavy rain in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the dashboard could then, you know, cross-reference that with the geological data and say, hey, there might be a risk of landslides in this particular spot.
So it's like a risk assessment tool on steroids.
Right, exactly. And then the dashboard can alert the project owner, you know, hey, this might be an issue, so they can take steps to prevent it.
They can try to reinforce those slopes.
But maybe change the construction schedule.
So they're not working when the rain is the heaviest.
Exactly. So it's like they're getting this glimpse into the future of the project and can make changes before it's too late.
I mean, this is amazing. It sounds like they can course correct before they even...
Exactly. And the key here is it's not just about spotting the risks.
Right.
It's about understanding what could happen because of them.
Yeah. You got to prioritize.
You got to know which fires to put out first. And that's where the impact analyzer comes back in. Remember how we talked about using it to simulate different scenarios?
Oh, yeah. Like those management flight simulators you were talking about?
Right. Where you can test out different decisions and see what happens.
In a safe environment?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Those simulations, you can actually build them into the dashboard.
Oh, wow.
So when a potential risk pops up, the project owner can say, okay, what if we do this? What if we delay construction for a couple of weeks? What will that do to the budget? What other impacts might there be? And it allows them to make much more informed decisions.
Yeah. So they're not just shooting from the hip.
Yeah.
This is all incredibly impressive. But, you know, with all this data and technology, does the human element ever get lost?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do project managers just become so reliant on these dashboards that they forget to actually talk to each other and work together?
That's a really good question. And it's definitely something to be mindful of, these dashboards. They are powerful tools.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't replace human judgment and intuition.
So we're not just handing over the reins to the machines?
No, not at all. The best way to use them is to augment human intelligence. You know, to give those project managers the information they need to make the smartest decisions.
It's like having a co-pilot in the cockpit. They can give you all the data and guidance, but you're still the one flying the plane.
That is a perfect analogy, and that's actually how a lot of organizations are using these dashboards. They're having these regular flight simulator sessions.
Interesting.
Where project managers and key stakeholders, they all get together, look at the data, run some simulations, and figure out how to handle any potential issues.
It becomes a team effort.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens, when you can combine that power of data and technology with the knowledge and experience of actual people. Then you've really got something that can handle even the most chaotic projects.
So we've really covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, you know, exploring how to bring strategic scenario planning into an organization and how that can help prevent these big complex projects from just turning into utter chaos.
Yeah.
We've talked about, you know, thinking in terms of systems, the importance of data, and the rise of these really amazing early warning system dashboards.
And it feels like a real turning point, you know, in project management. Organizations are starting to realize that they can't just keep doing things the same old way, especially with how complex projects are getting.
It's like we've been trying to navigate through a jungle with like a paper map and a compass, and all of a sudden someone's given us a GPS and a satellite phone.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And as we've seen, you know, national audit organizations, they're really leading the way in adopting these new tools and approaches. They're recognizing the need to be proactive to get ahead of problems before they get out of control.
And it's not just about preventing those disasters, right? Mm. Strategic scenario planning can help organizations find opportunities, uncover those hidden risks, and just make smarter decisions at every step of the project.
Absolutely. It's about moving from just reacting to things to being proactive, you know, from putting out fires to preventing them from even starting. But I know some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, this all sounds great in theory, but where do I even start? How do I actually bring this into my organization?
That's the big question, right? And luckily, our sources offer some really practical advice. I think first and foremost, it's about really understanding what strategic scenario planning is and how it's different from, you know, the traditional way of managing projects.
Yeah.
We've talked about needing to embrace uncertainty thinking in terms of systems and using data to make decisions. But it's also really important to make sure that your organization's culture is actually ready for this kind of change.
Because it's not just about, you know, adopting a new tool. It's about fostering a culture where people can collaborate, be transparent, and be willing to challenge those old assumptions.
Exactly. And that might even involve some tough conversations, you know, about how power works within the organization, how people communicate, and how decisions are made.
It's not just about, you know, installing a new software program. It's about creating an environment where strategic scenario planning can really take root and thrive.
Right. And once you've got that foundation, you can start thinking about which projects would benefit most from this approach. I mean, we've been talking about these large, complex projects, but you can really apply these principles to a wide range of things.
So choose projects where there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of risk involved, and where the consequences of failure are pretty significant.
Exactly. And once you've chosen your project, it's time to put together your team. You'll need people with different skills, you know, some who are good with data analysis, some who understand systems thinking, and some who can facilitate those group discussions.
Don't forget those softer skills too, like being able to communicate, empathize, and build trust. Those are really important for working well with stakeholders.
Absolutely. It's so crucial to get clients and decision makers involved early on so those models accurately reflect their perspectives and concerns.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to remember that strategic scenario planning isn't just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah, a journey of learning and adapting.
It's about constantly reviewing and updating those models as you get new information and adapting your strategies as needed.
You're not trying to create the perfect plan. You're building a flexible framework that can grow and change with the project.
Exactly. And I think if there's one thing I hope our listeners take away from this, it's that embracing strategic scenario planning is really an investment in the future of your organization. It's a way to navigate complexity, anticipate challenges, and ultimately be more successful in a world that's constantly changing.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of strategic scenario planning. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.